Rejoice in spring. Every spring I am amazed at how I seem to magically become a new person. I become full of energy as the days become longer and brighter. I see, smell and hear the many changes that spring provides. My heart feels light as I begin to immerse myself in this long-awaited season and observe all its many wonders. The birds seem overjoyed as they dart from tree to tree, eager to begin the season's nest building. They have so much to do, a busy time for them and a joy for me to watch. As the soil begins to warm, the first tulips pop their heads up. Soon they will become the burst of color on a carpet of new green, the color we have all waited impatiently for. Around me, the entire landscape is changing as if newly painted on an artist's easel, a portrait in a multitude of fresh spring colors. Flies and bees begin to buzz around with focused purpose and busy agendas. Flocks of Canada geese fly by and honk in excited voices as they seek their yearly nesting grounds, soon to bless us with a new batch of chicks. Buds on the trees begin to unwrap their new spring wardrobe as the warm breeze rustles through their flexing branches. All around me, energy and life are returning, a long-awaited breath of fresh air for all. Spring. A time to look in amazement at nature's wonders and how this most favorable season truly blesses us with a multitude of senses and emotions. It is a time of renewal, gratitude, excitement and anticipation of much more to come. Audrey A. Ruff, Edmonton, AB. Stephen Avenue just for businesses. The patios are up on historic Stephen Avenue and there doesn't seem to be any rules about accessibility. These fences take up the entire sidewalk and makes it impossible for people to walk or enjoy public spaces. Last year the patios even fenced in public art for private use of the restaurants. Are there no bylaws governing this? What happens when there is an emergency and first responders need to get through to help people? There isn't space for anyone except private businesses. Leave Lucy. Re. Lucy the elephant too sick to move from Edmonton Zoo, April, 2023. I believe Lucy should stay where she is. She has been here by herself for a long time. She is accustomed to it. And her keepers spend time with her. Anne Poley, Edmonton AB. Mom's the word. Oh Mom, you're on my mind. You don't have to say a word. Your memory of my yesteryear has got my feelings stirred. Your eyes that said you loved me. Your arms that held me tight. Just knowing you were there for me, made me feel all right. Through my younger years you taught me how to see. Nurturing the message to be the best that I could be. And when it was finally time to leave the family nest, your expectation was for happiness while always doing my best. So, part of you came with me to seek my fortune and fame. Amazing how much is accomplished when your mother's in the game. That voice comes out of nowhere, always just in time. To help sort out the noise of life and keep it all in line. You'll be in my mind forever. I just can't let you go. A big part of my decisions, more than you'll ever know. And in a tribute to all mothers, I feel I need to say thank you for who you are and for showing us the way. Don Hamaliuk, Sturgeon County, AB. Give Lucy freedom. Lucy has served Edmonton very well indeed. She deserves to be with a herd of elephants in her final years, to feel wonderful warm air and the freedom she so richly deserves. The winters here are long and cold, and the older she gets, the more uncomfortable it will be for her. Do the right thing, Edmonton. Let us give Lucy a wonderful new life. It would be cruel not to let her go to a sanctuary where she will be very happy. Gail Kirk, Spruce Grove AB. Too much sugar. Recipes, March 2023. What concerns me is the recipe for overnight baked French toast. This recipe is loaded with fat and sugar. Who would eat that, if you want to stay healthy? Since diabetes, obesity and other health issues are on the rise, maybe if you could publish healthier choices? That would be great. Suzanne Proys, Edmonton AB. Push to get Sergeant Tommy Prince posthumously promoted. Wade and Myrna Izzard are aiming to get First Nations, World War II and Korean War hero Sergeant Tommy Prince promoted to Lieutenant Senior Grade, posthumously. He was denied the promotion three times because he was First Nations, a blatant display of racism. Wade's grandpa, a D-Day hero himself, is buried next to Sergeant Prince in Winnipeg's Brookside Cemetery. Wade and I care deeply for vets and soldiers, and we want them to get all the honors they are entitled to. Readers are being encouraged to write messages of support for this posthumous promotion to Canada's Defence Minister Anita Anand. anita.anand@parl.gc.ca or write postage free to Hun. Anita Anand, MP. House of Commons, Ottawa, on K1AOA6. RJ Koopmans, Edmonton AB. Smith doing a good job. Re. Smith's budget, Geddes column, April 2023. In my opinion, Danielle Smith has not gone far enough in undoing the foolish trial and error responses to COVID. And re. The COVID protesters, my understanding is she has a right to change a law. As Martin Luther King said, it is our duty to disobey unjust laws, and all the COVID laws were in direct conflict with our Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. I've been told the Crown prosecutors are accountable to her as Premier, and if they are charging people unlawfully, she has a right to advise them or even remove them if necessary. Premier Smith is trying to address these issues, but with all the pushback and criticism, it's hard to get it done. I commend her for her courage in an impossible-to-please situation. Hal Lowther, Calgary, AB. A Mother's Day thank you. One of the favorite activities my mom, Ellie Schultz, and I do together is read your magazine. Mom has moderate dementia and age-related macular degeneration, so it is difficult for her to read. Mom is still able to live at home thanks to my brother Gary Schultz, who lives with her. We have Oz Home Care and Private Home Care Services, INCASA. So she is able to stay home, and it gives respite for my brother Gary. Each month I pick up a new issue and read to her your interesting stories, and then we have a discussion about each article or poem. Mom often recalls events or situations in her life that relate to your articles. Sometimes I learn a new thing or two about her that I didn't know before. She especially likes the poems that contributors submit. I cherish the time I have with her, and with Mother's Day around the corner, I wanted to thank you for being a special part of our daily routine. Heidi Schultz Ellis, Edmonton AB.